first. Lay bedrachim, hochei drachim, lay me legodle menu, leich lefone, go in front of me. Now tell you the Atakashim and Gemara in Shabbos, that today's territory depends. If you start on a derech, you're taking a trip together, you and your Rebbe, then about you have to mechabed Rebbe on the trip. He has to always be in front of you. Here it means if you start out yourself, and on the road you meet somebody else, you meet your Rebbe walking, you're not mechuyev to slow down to let him walk first. Then there's a mechabed bedrachim. If you first meet him in the derech, you don't have to be mechabed him. But if you start out the whole trip yourself, then you have to be mechabed him. We'll soon see if in a mice like this. Lay the daim is umas drashi ben filas mayim achreinim. The moashim mayim achreinim is no yin of kibbut. So the more rovin vabaya have you ka'az li biyucha. They both tried to start off the trip together, so they're going on the derech. Kod mecham with the rovin with Abayis. Abayi was the Rebbe, and all of a sudden, rovin's chamor, rovin's donkey, went ahead of Abayi's donkey. V'loyomalei, and rovin didn't turn back and say, neizamal, he didn't like excuse himself and say to the Rebbe's donkey, come on, move, you go in front. He didn't tell him. Nezumah. Omar, so Abaya got a little embarrassed, got a little angry. Omar, Abaya said, me the sola kaim rabbonim arava. When this person, Rovin, came back from Eretz Yisrael, God said, daite, is a little bit of a bagaivinik. That's why he's not being mechabed me. He's going in front of me. Right, the key motla pischa, the mechnishna, came to shul. Omar lay, then Rovin told Abaya, Neomar, now I'm being mechabed you, you go in first. I'll wait for you to go in first. Omar lay, so Abaya told back to him, V'yad hashto la marano, and until now I wasn't your Rebbe. How come you didn't give me cover in the middle of derech? When we're going on the derech and your chamor went in front of me, you didn't say back to me, I should go first. But now that we came to the Beit Kanishta, now you're giving me cover. Then why didn't you give me cover before? Or Malay, Rovin answered back, this is where I learned from Rabbi Yechinon. And Mechavdin, you're not required to give cover that we have before in the drachim. We're going on the way. Ella the test of one of his Rebbe's chamor, he didn't care about it. There's no need of kibbutz. But later, when they're coming into the shul, then he would ask away to when his Rebbe coming first. The yis, the more makes a diyuk. The yis pay mezuzah in. The less pay mezuzah loy. Mashmat mitzias. It has to have a mezuzah on this Pesach. And if there's no mezuzah there, then there's also no need of kibbutz. Is that true? Elo meyato evazoi beis hakinesses or beis hamedrash. The less pay mezuzah. Smikar adin the beis hakinesses doesn't need a mezuzah. The Meister wouldn't know yet to put a mezuzah on, because that's a shame. Sometimes people sleep there, people eat there, that's a shame, Bira. But Mi'ikar Adin, a Beit Knishti, you don't live there at all, you just come to daven there, you're not mechuyev to put a mezuzah. So Gura, Beit Knishti, Beit Samedrish, not mechuyev in a mezuzah, so Hochi Nami, Dein Mechabdin. You want to tell me also there's no meaning of kibbutz? So Eshna Zakash and Rovin. Because here it says when Rovin came to go into shul, there he waited for Abayi, let Abayi go in first. So he wasn't mechabed Abayi. Why? Because of Yerichin's memra, you have to be mechabed by a Pesach Sheish by mezuzah. So the question is, the basic Knesset doesn't have a mezuzah. So why are we mechabed him here? Ela meant to say, Eimah b'Pesach haruyah l'mezuzah. Not that the Matthias has to be a mezuzah there. It means any type of an entrance into a house, into a mokeh, miyuchid, that Pesach is an inyan of kibbutz. Not that you have to have the mezuzah. Just means it's a doorway that's roy to have a mezuzah. If people wouldn't be living here, you would have to have a mezuzah, so then you have to give your Rebbe kovet. But on derech, you don't have to give him kovet. Shashi and Marovo, Lefi Shoyu Rovin Rogol Alas Mibavol Eretz Yisrael. His Rovin, which was Abayi's Talmud, used to go up to Eretz Yisrael and learn there. V'loyma Hu Dvor of Mishmosh Rebbe Yechonon. And he would learn from Rebbe Yechonon and Eretz Yisrael and say other members from him. So he said, the Pesach Ruhla Mezuzah Kleima, the Knisas Kol Pesachim Lemutei Drachim Epirtzis. He didn't mean to say that Pesach Mamish has to have a mezuzah. The Iker is, there's no Chiyuv Kibud when you're in an open place, or else in the drachim there there's no hilchus kibbutz. That's the way Rovin holds. What? Maybe who a pirtzis, Tosis says. Pirtzis, the big pirtza. A pirtza also may look like a pesach. If the whole wall is opened up, unless you have only three walls to room, and you come in, the whole pirtza is opened up. So that would also be called maybe like a pesach, or maybe that's also called a pesach. That's you have no chiyuv kibbutz. It has to be a pesach that has halacha, that it's right to have a mezuzah there. That's not like an invention coming in. But so Chura Mashma that Abayi held, the same way Tosis said Halacha, that if you start off the derech together, if you're traveling together, then there's an inyan of kibbutz even on the way. Even when you're traveling, you have to let your Rebbe go first. And this Halacha, the Mechabdin Bedrachim, that's only where you start meet the person in the street. And that's where it's brought down Halacha, what Tosis says.
Why is the bridge any different than the derech? Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Mishmei de Rav Ein ha mesubin rishoyin lecho klum at sheyitam ha batzeya. The Chur is talking about when one person is making the moitzi for everybody. So when he makes the moitzi, he has to be the first one to eat from the moitzi first, and then he should give out, let the other people eat. But his other people should not eat from the moitzi before he does. On Shabbos he makes hamoitzi, he cuts up the lechem, he hands out pieces to everybody, and then he goes to eat. So even if he does that, the people that receive the lechem should not allow to eat it until the mevorach eats it first. So the batzeim is the one that made the bracha until he has to eat first. Right? Yosef Rav Safra, Ukomar Rav Safra said over the same member but a different lashon, litan. So the locher is Einam Asub, the people are sitting there, not Rishoy Litoim. Litoim Itma, that's the way it was said over. For the Gemara, the Mainach Kamin, it's the exact same halacha though, that you're not allowed to either Sheyitoim or Litoim are the same thing. Mainach Kamino, that Kamino is Shechai Vodam Moimib Loshon Rabbis. Then you have to say over the exact same Loshon the Rebbe said. Since the Rebbe said a Loshon of Litoim, that's the way he's supposed to say. That's how Shash Litoim Itma, and Chiluk Vidover, and Shechai Vodam Loshon Rabbis. But halacha, this place has a ganz ariches here. This halacha is only if you're being moitzi them with your bracha. When you're saying the moitzi lechem in aretz, so they're being moitzi from your bracha, then they should not eat unless you eat first. Let's say everybody makes their own bracha, then there's no inyan though. Even though you're the bala boss and you made a moitzi first and you didn't eat yet, if they made a moitzi, then they're allowed to sit down to eat. You don't have this halacha. Another chiddush Torah says is it depends. And let's say everybody has their own shtikl lechem. Everybody has like one bukel. But shalan, everybody has their own lechem. Just I'm making the moitzi to moitzi the rabbin. Then everybody's allowed to eat before I eat. And it's only halacha if I'm the moitzi, I'm making the broch, and I'm cutting the challah, and I'm giving from my lechem to everybody. Then they're not allowed to eat before I eat. But if they're not taking from my lechem, they have their own lechem in front of them. They're only being moitzi from my broch, then the other people are allowed to eat first. So the lechem mishnah, they have to wait for you also. Because since lechem mishnah, they have to come on to your lechem. Because their bread is not enough. They don't have lechem mishnah. So when you make lechem mishnah, they are supposed to eat from your bread also. So then they should not eat before you eat. So the shalom is the hadabalabas should be knowing. When he makes the lechem mishnah and he cuts off the lechem, one hanogir is that he cuts up the lechem for everybody, he tastes it around, and then he eats. But the Taz says that's not a good hanogir, because you're being mafsig in between. So when you make the moitzi, you're supposed to cut one slice, and the best thing, and you eat first. Then you cut the rest and hand out. But the other hugger, the Mogen Avraham says the other hugger though, is that he cuts slices, gives out to everybody, but that's for sure, then not allowed to eat until the one that makes the mevorach, he eats first.
While before he eats himself, he's
allowed to
counsel and pass it down.
Yosef Rav Safra come. Tana Rabbanan. Shnayim mamtin zeh lezeh bekara. Then you have midas of Derech Eretz. If two people eating from the same plate, they have a bowl in the middle, two people eating there, and they're both taken from the bowl, both eating together. Is mamtin zeh lezeh bekara. Now one person gets very thirsty, and he has to stop eating, and he wants to take a drink. The other person can continue eating the whole portion, finish the whole portion. So it's not nice that you should continue eating while he's waiting. So if he took a break to take a drink, ishnayim mamtinim zelazevikara, you should wait until Yechava finishes drinking, and then you continue eating together. Shleishiv, you have three people eating from the same plate, then a mamtinim. Then if one person stops to take a drink, the other two do not have to wait for the third person to come back. He takes a drink, so he takes a drink, they can continue eating. Habotzeya, who poishit yodr tchila? The one that made the moitzi, the one that made the bracha was moitzi everybody. Since he made the bracha as midas derech eretz, he should be the first one to get a portion. Or else in the case where there's self-service, the big bowl in the middle of the table, he should be the first one to take from it. Habotzeya, who poishit yodr tchila? V'imbo lechala kovod the rabbi and the mishnah godol menu who shus biyodi. But even though he made a moitzi, later when it comes to take the portions, he says, give my Rebbe the portion first, that ain't allowed to. It could be in the chalakovah to somebody else. Rabbi Bar Bachana, Hevi Asif Leil Abrein, is marrying off his son, Bei Rav Shmuel, they made a chasmer of Shmuel's house, Bei Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Ktini. Is Kodem V'yosiv V'kamastim, very interesting. Right by the chasna, the father sat down with the chosin and taught the chosin Hilchas Sudah. Rashi says, because the chosin is the one that makes the mitzi by the chasna. So he wanted to make sure the chosin knows how to make a mitzi. So right by this chasna, right before the chosin sat down to make the mitzi, he learned with him his halachis. As Yosef of Kamath and Lelebrei went down to sit and teach his son. And Habotzeya Rishoy Lipzoya Hachiyichlo Omein Mipioinim. That the, when you make the mitzi, and you're mitzi the rabbim, you're not allowed to cut the bread until everybody eats his omen. But this is the gemara we had before, that when eating yourself, when you have a lechem, you first make the whole bracha, ha-mitzi lechem min oretz, and then you first cut the bread. But the whole bracha should be set on a pasholi. Now the chiddush here is, when people enter omen, it's also part of the bracha. Therefore, if you're going to cut the challah before they enter omen, it's like you're cutting the challah before the bracha ended. So you're not supposed to cut the chal until everybody enters Amin, since it's part of the bracha. So Drashi. Kodem the Drashi, Rabba Barba Chona Leishiv al Ashulchan, Velishnais Levnoi Hilchas Sudah. He sat down by the chasn and taught his son Hilchas Sudah, but we shachosin wagol of tzoya. The chasn is the one to make the moitzi. Boy, Yimalam, the Hech Yasti, wants to teach his son right now how to make the moitzi. Lifsoya, Lifre Saprusa, to cut the piece of bread. Minapas. Okay, so we are moitzi the rabbin, so you shouldn't end, you shouldn't cut before the answer amen. The af anis amen min abrocha. That's also part of the bracha he. The yarmino perakates mevorchim, so shetichla bracha kodem apsiya. You have to finish the whole hamoitz lechem in oretz before you cut the bread. That the whole bracha should be going on a pasholim. So if the amen is part of the bracha, you should not cut until the answer amen. You're right, bro. You're right. There's a case we're never going to be answered this bracha, right? He made the mitzi. In the machas of the words, we said, without the hear by chas, by sudas, a roi dam hagus melech, that one should make the where you have haseber, his mana chazal is in you to want to mitzi everybody. We just said his mana chazal would not learn it that way because we don't have to listen to one another so good. It's better to make your own brachas. A meikir radin roi dam hagus melech, one should make everybody. Rav Chizda Amar Mipi Roi Vayinim. Enough to wish everybody, now be rote people, finish the answer in 1 minute, it's enough. Omer Le Roi Bachama, Ma'ish in Aruba. Well, what's that, but you have to wait for Roi. Yeah, Kati Le Kal Yebracha, because they didn't finish the answer in Omen. It's true the bracha wasn't finished yet. Miyuta Nami. So Chuy should have to wait for the last person. If you have 100 people by the Suda, and you're saying the Moishi is everybody. So 90 people finished answering Omen. But since 10 didn't finish yet, so those 10 Omen are part of the bracha. You should wait for those 10 also. And the Gemara, Amalei Shani Yomer Kol Oimen Omen Yoseh Midai Enuel Atayla. Those 10 people are taking too long answering Omen. If you stretch it out too long, it's no good. The pshat is you changed the word already. Omen doesn't sound like Omen. So to stay too long, you're not doing right. Shinamachri to wait for one to stretch it out. So Mela, when Roy finished, that's called a normal Omen. That's called the bracha finished. Tana Rabon. Ein Omen Loi Omen Chatufa. You're not supposed to chap the Omen answer Omen Chatufa. The Rashi that means Shakurin as Aleph Bechate. Some say means with a Shvav. Name, you just say. You leave out the, you don't say oh. You don't have the commas under the Aleph. You just say name. V'lei the Patek. V'yem a name. V'ut Sarach Lema Omen. You have to say with a commas under the Aleph. So Chatufa means you like chap the Aleph. You just emphasize the end, the name, you just say. You shouldn't say that. V'loi Omen Chatufa. You shouldn't like swallow it up and don't say the end of it. Shashi Chatufa, Shemachasa Kriya Hanun. You say om. That's all. You don't say Omen. Shainu Maitzia Bateh Shetani Keres. You don't say Amen. You like swallow the end. V'loi Amen Yisayma. You're not supposed to answer Amen Yisayma. Rashi learns that means Yisayma means Shaloi Shom HaBrocha. If you do not hear the Brocha, you should not answer Amen. Ela Sheshom HaShainim Amen. If you hear people stand saying Amen, you're not supposed to answer Amen. V'ho the Yarmin Aibachilil of the Gemara and Sukkah, it says, Shaloi Achsandria Shom Mitzrayim. They had such a big basic kinesis there that there are thousands of people there. So the Shtesiba was davening, it's not shy for everybody to hear the bracha. So out of the people in the back, the few thousand people in the back, into Ramin, they used to have a waving. By Yemanif in the Sod, used to have a flag up. And when it came to the end of the bracha, they waved the flag. Everybody in the back knew it's time to answer Ramin. So you see, you're allowed to answer Ramin even though you didn't hear the bracha. Kishagia Eislana Samin, Alma Loshmiya Vakanu, you didn't hear, you're allowed to answer. Hanu made the idea. Over there, they at least knew which bracha the Shtesiba was saying. Shemayin the Machid bracha. They knew, they followed along the Chazaras HaShatz, So her, the first where, the first one, that's Magen Avraham. The next one's Mechayim Meisim. So they knew exactly which bracha he's saying, even though they didn't hear it, then you could answer Amin.
For the case you don't know which bracha to answer Amin, that's the halacha, you're better off not saying Amin.
It's very no game, because that's a chance. You come in, you don't know where he's holding. Oh, some people saying Amin, Amin. It's not good, that's called Amin Yisayma.
If you don't know which bracha you're answering, you shouldn't say Amin. So, Betchili, you're supposed to hear the bracha. If you didn't hear the bracha, but at least you know where he's holding, you know which one he said, then you could answer Amin. But if you don't know what bracha he said, you shouldn't answer Amin.
It's called Amin Yisayma. Can't hear the
Mavarach's bracha. It'll be good, right? You know what he's saying, right? Right, of Yizrak bracha yitiv. You shouldn't say the bracha very fast. You're just throwing out your mouth. Trashi ben Mehira saying it very fast. Shadayim alav kemasui. Ela shechoy kevu aloi. It should be like a chayk, like you have to say it, not like a masa, it's like a tirda. You shouldn't throw the bracha out of your mouth. Ben Azla Yoymer, Kol Oyma Omen Yisayimu, whoever answered this Omen Yisayimu, is Yil Bon of Yisayim, Rahman. So Lava Kolo, his kids will become Yisayimu. It's not good idea to the Amen. Chatufa, if you chap the bracha, the Amen means you don't say the O. You just say main, it's just Chotenu Yoma. Don't chap your life, and you'll have a short life. Chatufa, if you swallow the Amen, you don't say the end of the noon, it's your Chotenu Yoma. Don't swallow up your life also. To call Hamarach Bomein, but if you say Amen normally, nicely, Marichin Layoma Vishnoisa, then it's a good thing. The place speaks out. According to Stira, before we said that, why don't you wait for everybody to answer Amen? Because if you answer too long, Yaisim and I, it's no good. And here we're saying if you answer Amen, Marichinah, it's good. The place says, Kolamarach Bombe, Marichinah, Yom of Shreisov. Vavach, Layarach, Yaisim and I. But Avad, you can't answer Tomei. Too long. Too long is no good. Vataimo, the Fishain, Triosa, Teva, Kimashimo. Kishu, Marach, Yaisim and I. And to say it too long doesn't sound different. Amen. Doesn't sound like the right word. It's a different word already. You're supposed to say Amen nicely, pronounce it nicely. And that's the law like that. That if you rove people finish saying Amen, they answer Amen nicely, that's called the bracha is finished. Either a few people are stretching out their Amens, don't worry about them. That's a tell you. Right. Rabbi Shmuel have the Yasvi Besuda. Rabbi Shmuel both sitting down in the Suda. Also Rav Sini Barchia. So first Rav and Shmuel sat down to eat. There was no birkas of zimun yet. Two people eating, they're supposed to bench themselves. Now when they got finished eating, then Rav Simon Bar Chiya came in. Have become a star of the yochel. So Rav Simon Bar Chiya saw that they finished eating, they're about to bench. So he chapped around and ate something very fast. Could ate some star for them, the zimun, the yochel. So Omalei Rav told him, my daitcho, what are you chapping around to eat fast right now? With the roof of Bahadain, you want to be star with us and have a birkas of zimun. That should be three of us. We got finished eating already. But since we had our dessert already, we finished the sudam, now your first coming, there's no tzirah, like we had before. Where are the achiyah zimun? Either three people started eating together, or else they finished eating together. But here you have nothing. Here we already started, and we already finished already. So what happens now? You make a bracha, it won't help if you finish, if you eat now. Amalei Shmuel, Shmuel answered back, no, we hold like Shmuel, if you'll still bring me now the shmak and dessert teeth, you know what? I'll still eat it. You'll still bring me now ardila, good mushrooms, a guzla, good chicken, good roasted chicken. La'aba means to Rav, I'll give it to you. Milo yachlinon, won't you still eat it? So that's the shear. If you're full to the gills that you can't eat anymore, so you're talking, your suit is finished. Then if a third person comes and sits down to eat, he's not mistaken with you. Because of mine, you're not filled up. Even though you had your dessert, you finished eating. But if there's still some room for you, that if they would bring something that you love, you would still eat it right now, so it's not considered your suda ended yet. So Mele, he could eat something fast, and it's considered now all three finished eating together. It's called the man, you could eat something, your suda is like still continuing. That's what? Even though you didn't eat, right. That place just says, but Abi, you didn't say Havlon in the Baruch. But if you washed my machreinim already, you already said Havlon in the Baruch, since then it's also for you to eat, then it would help. But called the man, you didn't say Havlon in the Baruch, you didn't wash my machreinim. Since you could eat right now, that's considered the sud is still going on. So the third person comes and hops around and eats something fifth, the kenag is him. What? You're right. Both of them. Both. Is that cool? They finish the sud yet? Drashi? Achlinu lo drashi, gomanu lo sud asenu. So first Rav told him, what are you doing? We finished eating already. Koydim Shabbos before you came. The Yato Mechadein, why the Zimun? You can't be Mechayvus anymore. We already finished eating the Suda. We can't have a Chiyah Zimun now. So
So Shmuel answered back, Ilu maisli ardila, the goisl liaba. Mean Shmuel chavivim olav ardili, Shmuel loved this ardili, bikinu asud at the end of the meal. Then tomato patrias, he liked type of mushrooms, he liked to eat. So he said, if you give me mushrooms now, I've asked to leave it. Well, the Rav, and Rav, why chavivim goislus? Rav liked the shmaka chicken, he liked the roasted chicken. Shmuel called Rav like Abba, like my father. So he meant to say, Nilo Yachlin, it's Rashi Yukach. Legomru Sudosum Starv is not considered like we finished our Suda yet, since we could eat if we would have it here, so we can still have it too. That's the way we pass with it. Right, then. Talmidei the Rav had the Yasvi be Sudosum. Talmidei the Rav was sitting down in the Suda. Eo Ravacha got up. Amri also Gavra Rabba del Boruchla. So he said, now, a big person came in right now, let him bench for us. Omer lehu, misav risu the godim of Orech, do you hold that the godim should bench? Ikiv the sudosim of Orech. According to Ikiv one, with the people that were there first, they should bench. The question here was, first he had three or four people eating the sud together. And then another choshev came to mitzvah with them, and then they finished eating. So they wanted to be mechabed the other godim to bench. The answer back, no, the Khuru the Ikir Asudu means the people that started to eat together, since they had the Chiyu Zimah first, the Khuru, one of those people, should bench. The Mavi Hilkos said, no, Godam of Orach, even though the God, Afagav the Yoslav Soy, even though the Godam came at the end of the Suda, but at least like the Durham we had before, when the Godam eats, the other people, not considered they finished the Suda yet, so the Godam finished eating now, he's Matsurf with them, it's Chala Chiyu Zimah now, and you're allowed to let the Godam of Orach. You don't badavka have to go back to let one of the first people that start eating to be mevarach.
In this case, what happens if he only eats doesn't need to pay if it was
possible? It's not called nachilas. That's another shabbat. It's not called nachilas. The time he ate something here, nachilas pras, and now it's called nachilas.
They said there's pitrios and chicken.
Yes, sir.
Did he have bread?
What is nachilas pras?
I mean, did the person
who came in there? Yeah, the third person, I mean, yeah. That's not talking about the third person. The third person ate the Suda, that's they themselves. And the first two people continue eating. The third one ate bread now. He sat down to make a mitzvah. He wants to start with them. Trash Ikashev Suda, Echad Me Oysen Shoyi Betchila Sasova. That was the Svara. Maybe you have to let bench the ones that were at the beginning of the Suda. And he answered back, no, you're allowed to let the God of Tumma Baruch. So he says, "V'ilchus the godim of Orach, a mi with my godim ma'isim v'shus the godim of Orach shafar kashkalim v'lorim v'mash miyodich." The god who wants to let somebody else bench, will not let somebody else bench. And I say that same today, but the lachat's brought down. We had before an Orach; he's usually the one to bench because he'll give a bracha to the balabos. So we're talking about here this lachat where there's no Orach. The case we have no special guest. But all the bnei beis, all the hamisha people by you, then is in you to let the godim be the mevorach. That the Mishnah says, "Ochol demai." If you ate demai, still does the chiyuv of zimun. For at the Gemara, "Holei chazile," you're not allowed to eat it. Yes, the Rashi, "Holei chazile." The heavy law, birchas zimun habodi avero. This called like a brocha habodi avero. Well, see the pasuk says, "But saya derech nias Hashem." The person that steals something, when he eats it, he makes a brocha. It's an out of the brocha. Nias Hashem, Hashem gets angry with it. Yamamar, hareisha gozel so shechitim. Somebody stole chitim. The talking of Yochel Berachula ain't the Mavarachelam Benoitz. He's not supposed to make a bracha. It's a nisazach. Person steals something and he eats it. If he asks a shalish, should I make a bracha or not? The law you're not supposed to make a bracha. And something that's also for you to eat. You have no letter to eat it. You're not allowed to make a bracha on it. So because this demai, the which is pay which you bought from Mount Moritz, since from the Rabbon, you're not allowed to eat it. Until you take off Maestris, so how could you be mezam with him? You're not allowed to make a bracha on it. The Rashi demai means chitim alakuchim yamoritz. So, midi rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat it without taking off meiser. And if you ate it, it's an iser. So the chur alochur is you're not supposed to make a brocher on it. You don't have to bench either. Because since you don't have to bench, how can we start with zimun? That's how we hold alochur. If you eat something that's vadei osatid, even though some yosum midi rabbonin, if you do some type of shuvah now before you're eating it, yes, kashala, should I make a brocher? You're not supposed to make a brocher. It's called nias. Only if you have a mokin pekuach nefesh, where you have a hetet to eat it, then you're allowed to make a brocher. But in case we have no head, it's also teenage, you don't make a bracha. So Kashu is hard to make a zimun here. There's no bracha involved with the man. And the Gemara, Kivon Diboy Matlo Nichse. Since he wants to become like an oni, he could be Makroz Lechosin. There the oni, he'll become an oni, the Chazile. And an oni is allowed to eat the man. The Tanan, Machilom Es Aniyim Demai, you're allowed to give Aniyim Demai to eat. The Yesach Sanoi Demai. Sanoi means the army. When the army comes to town, when you're Machir to feed them, you're allowed to give them Demai. V'yamur avunga tana b'sham yer eimachil masani yim v'yasach snoi demani. That's what b'sham he holds. And we pass him, you are allowed to give and only demani. So what's the pshat here? We'll soon see. So you're allowed to give him demani. So therefore, since everybody can make themselves for into noni, it's considered like it's chazile. Let's see Rashi the Svarim. Ha'chanoi ha'zatrashi chayal shemelech. The army people, she'emotel avneir, when they come into the city, it's a chiyuv upon everybody to feed them. L'zayin v'shuvim v'machamtei. When they come back having the war, you have to feed them. For Rehen Kaniyim. At that time, these army people are like Aniyim. L'fi she'em b'loi b'm kaimav. These soldiers are not at home now, they're like Anoni. Is machilas nim demai. Why is it Rashi? D'roi v'amoretz maitzum. It's midiraisa about its mutatitis. Because we know more in Rov Amoritz all speaks of Meister, saying, Rechumra the Rabban and the Almu. It's not even a real Issam of the Rabban. It's something like a Chumra. Metchila, don't leave this person until you take off of Meister. But let's say you're an Ani, you have nothing else to eat, the Rabban will mat you to eat it. And he has to feed the Ani people, the Rabban will mat you to do it. Smell the Svari is also, if you eat it, it's not called eating an Issam. So therefore, it's hard to make a Brifa Zimun on it. Because it's not real Issam of the Rabban, like Rashi says, it's only a Chumra the Almu. So Metchila, you shouldn't eat it. But lo yitzu yeidus, it has to make you a bracha. So that's the Gemara saying, this is Svara. Since like you could become an oni, and then it'll be right to you, so even though right now you're not an oni, you weren't mafkin a chosin. But this iser is not such a chomadik iser. Because if it was a chomadik iser, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to an oni. It's only a promise. Since you see you're allowed to give it to an oni, it's right, it's only a chumra b'yalmo. So this type of an iser, after Chiddush and Mishnah, you're allowed to bench with him. By the Maitzerishin Shnot the Trumosin. Next Chiddush is that the Levi got the Maitzerishin and he took off the truma from it. You could bench for the Gemara Pshita Avade the Maitzerishin. The way we said it goes like this: first, when Teirish take off truma Gedolah, you give to a Kohen. Then 1/10 is Maitzer, you give to a Levi. The Levi now takes off 1/10 of that and gives truma Maitzer to the Kohen. So the Havim Minor here is the Levi that got the Maisa took off the Trumas Maisa from what he received and gave it to Kayin. So that's Mutta Gomer from Teeth. It's Avada. Put him up Shita. You could bench with him. Avada is Mutta Teeth. He did what he's supposed to. And the Gemara, Leitzricha, Leshekdimu, Bishibolim. The Chiddush was no. They didn't take off Trumas Gedele yet. When the Levi got this wheat, he got it to him Bishibolim when it was still in its stalks. So the locker is not nechuyv in shum gedolim until you make it into a kri, until you take out the wheat and make it into a pile. That's called nigra malachtoi. At that stage, there's a chiyah to give shum gedolim. Now let's say before it came to that stage, when the wheat was still in the stalks, you gave the whole stalk to Levi. There's a chiddush now. The Levi is not nechuyv to take off any more shum gedolim. Since when it got to the Levi in the stage, it wasn't nechuyv yet. Even when the Levi makes it into a kri, there's no more chiyah shum gedolim. That's the chiddush. But El Shekhimu Bishibolim, the Frisher Mano Trumas Meiser. Now all the Levi took off was just Trumas Meiser. For like his Frisher Mano Trumagdela, but he did not take off Trumagdela. As from this stalk of wheat, it was never taken off Trumagdela. The Yisrael gave the stalk of wheat straight to the Levi. So Hura, like some sheet this year, the Levi will be Mechuyiv now to take off a little bit, 1/50 year, to give to the Kohen of Trumagdela, and then take off Trumas Meiser. The Chiddush and Mishnahs we hold like Rababa that you don't have to take off Truma Gedolah. Ukra Rababua, the young Rababua Amar Rash Lakish, Maaser Rishon, Shekdimu Bishibolim, if somebody gave Maaser Rishon in the stalks straight to the Levi, put him in Truma Gedolah. That's the Chiddush and Mishnah we hold like Rababua. He's put in Shenema. The Potuk says, Bari Maaser Menu Truma Sashem. We dash in Maaser Mina Maaser. That means Maaser Mina Maaser Matlachor. You want to take off Trumas Maaser for Maaser. For Loi, Truma Gedolo, Trumas Maaser Mina Maaser. You don't have to take off two things for Maaserishin. Maaserishin only has to take off Trumas Maaser, but not to take off two. That's the Chiddush. When the lady received this wheat in the stalks, so really by him, the Shviachiv take off two things. First take off Truma Gedolo, and then take off Trumas Maaser. That's the Ptur HaKroh. Truma always says there's only one chiyuv. He never could have two chiyuvim. That's the Chiddush Mishnah. We hold the Kabbahua that even though Truma Gedolah was not taken off, still he's allowed to eat it. Omalei Rav Papa Labayi Hochi. That's Shan the Posik that the Levi never has two chiyuvim. Afilu Vimu B'Kri. Even when the Yisrael gave the Levi not in stalks, but he gave him a tree, gave him the wheat that was already made into piles. So even though there's already a chiyuv take of Truma Gedolah, but since the Levi got it before the Truma Gedolah, the Chiyuv should still be potter. Why are you saying on it the Levi got it when it was in a stalk, like there was no chiyuv at all take of Truma yet, even if he got it later when it was made a tree? He should also have a chiyuv. He should also be potter. On the Leino, on the Lech, on the Kron, that's the Pasuk says, Nikol Maestro Sechem Terimu. There's a rebuke. From all mice you have to take off truma. So certain times the Levi does have a chiyuv to take off.